Come on, we're losing Sun. We need to find shelter fast. Because mountain wolves are nocturnal, and we can't risk getting injured, especially after the ambush. No, don't blame yourself. It was impossible to see it coming. Those bandits came out of nowhere. It's a miracle we got out alive. How's your shoulder, by the way? Okay, well, once we find a place to settle down, I'll take a look. And we can worry about retrieving the dragon's sapphire later. Right now, we just need to find shelter. And then we need to find the other members of our party. Oh, gods, I hope they're okay. Nothing. I'm just talking to myself. Come on. Well, I guess you can say I'm worried. But that's just how I am. I worry. I care about you all. We've been through so much together on this quest, and I really want to find them. But first, you need to heal, and we need to get safe. Oh, God, it's getting cold. I don't mean to complain. It might just be me. Elves are sensitive to these types of sensations. I'm not used to being in the mountains like this. Huh? No, it's okay. You don't have to give me your... Oh, your belt. Oh, wow. It's so warm. Okay, I might need to hang on to this, but only until we find shelter. Thank you. Again. Would you believe me if I told you that this is the first time I've worn a lion's pelt? Yeah, it is. Elven women usually don't wear the cloth of animals. Or rather, cloth of dead animals. We wear silk. It's what's proper. Yes, even today. My armor was a blend of metal and silk. That way, I can walk gracefully without feeling restricted and without worrying about arrows flying my way. But sadly, it doesn't prevent ambushes, as was made very apparent earlier. Well, no use worrying about the past. What matters is that we made it out alive, and so did our friends. We have to keep believing that. And what matters even more is that there is a cave right there. Look. Oh, come on, let's go. That is our shelter for tonight. Oh my gosh. Oh gods. This looks perfect. And the depth of this place will protect us from the winds, but it's not so deep that I couldn't see any hidden tunnels. It's just us here. My magic senses no living beings inside other than us. Do you sense any threats? Oh, perfect. Now, the only thing left to do is to go out and gather some firewood before sunset and... Oh, wait. The sky shouldn't be red yet. The sun wasn't supposed to set for another hour. No. Did I miscalculate? What? No. No, you can't go out there now. It's too dark. You'll be able to see a sword's length ahead of you, but no further. The wolves, on the other hand, won't have that issue. No, I can't lose you. I can't let you put yourself in danger like that just for firewood. Please, don't leave. I can't lose you. We can't be sure the others are still alive, and... You are the only party member I have here with me. Please, don't leave. Thank you. You don't know how much I appreciate it. Well, the temperatures won't be lethal, at least. But the cave won't be cozy without a fire. In fact, it'll barely be tolerable, especially if I'm wearing your lion's pelt. No, I know. Oh, it'd be so nice to warm up. Well, I can think of one solution, but only if you're comfortable with it. Well, we can use each other for warmth. The body is an excellent heating source, and we can't feel the heat we put off, but together, we may yet stay warm. The two of us need only lie down within a running distance of the cave entrance, and we can remain in each other's arms until sunrise and stay moderately warm at least. Are you sure? I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but it would be the best chance at warmth we'll have. All right. If you're okay with it, I'm okay with it as well. Let's go. We can put my cloak on the ground and huddle underneath your pelt together. Oh, wait. Before we settle down, I need to look at your shoulder. No, I didn't forget. Oh, no. Don't tell me you're fine. I know you're the big, tough warrior, but even the bravest of fighters need their injuries tended. Otherwise, how would they stay strong, right? Exactly. There's no use fighting me. Let's just unstrap your shoulder plate. Oh, there. Oh, that does look nasty. But let me rub away some of that dried blood. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Well, it's just as I thought. A classic dagger injury. It's not horribly deep, but it's not nothing. You'll need to rest your arm until I've gained enough strength to use my healing magic properly. No. You don't want to make my job any harder than it needs to be, right? You know, you didn't have to take that knife for me. My silk armor would have probably defended me. Hush. Probably is good enough. I'd rather have myself get stabbed than you have to suffer like this. Do you always play this tough guy role? Okay, well, anyway. Do you always have to play this tough warrior role? Okay, well, anyway. Thank you again. I owe you. Oh, yes, I do owe you. I owe you my life. Oh, probably. All right, let me spread out my cloak. And lie down here. Mind your shoulder. And I'll take the spot next to you. And make sure you take off your armor. We'll need body heat for this. Okay, you're settled? Great, I'll just settle down next to you. And here, let me give you your share of the pelt. Oh, wow. Oh, this is a lot warmer than I thought it'd be. Oh, your body is like a furnace. Oh, how do you feel? Good, good. Oh. You look nice in the moonlight. Not so rugged. I don't think I've ever seen you this close before. Oh, I mean, when I'm healing you, it's different. That's medical. This is not. Hush. Don't laugh at my word choices. I'm a healer. I'm not a bard. You know, you don't have to stay so far away. You can come closer. If it will make you warmer. The warmth will be good for your shoulder, anyway. That's it. Oh, wrap your arms around me. I promise the cold will feel much less vicious that way. Oh, that's not so bad, right? My silks? Yes, they are soft. the Queen of the Elves, had my armor tailored especially for me before this quest. I'm the only one who fits in these clothes. I guess she's willing to go to great lengths to retrieve the dragon sapphire. But let's not talk of the quest now. I just want to rest. Take a break from all of the action. I don't know. I guess I just want to share one peaceful moment with someone. Before we have to face the reality of our situation. I just want to share a moment with you. You know, I never got to thank you properly for taking that hit for me earlier. I mean, I know I said thank you, but I never did anything to show my gratitude. Healing you is my role in the party. That's not a real thank you. No. A real thank you would be different, heartfelt, and feel special. A real thank you would feel like this. Thank you. Oh, I can't believe this moment is actually real. It just feels so strange. A few hours ago, we were fighting for our lives, and now we're here. Under a blanket, in each other's arms, lying beneath the moonlight. You know, putting the ambush and the battle for the sapphire aside, I'd say this moment feels rather romantic, wouldn't you? I mean, I can sense your heart beating faster. And my healing magic, well, it's making me notice everything about you. Every sensation, every pulse. It's making me want to kiss you again. Tell me, do you feel my heart beating too? Beneath the silk of my dress? Can you feel me pulse? Well, if not, let me show you. Here, give me your hand. There. Do you feel it now? My heart pounding beneath my breast. It's pounding for you. For this moment together. You know, I've heard physical activity increases body heat as well. And if we want to avoid freezing tonight, we should probably do all that we can to keep warm. Well, if you're wondering how, I can think of a few ways. The first is to get rid of the rest of our clothes. The cloth obstructs the transfer of body heat. But we need to stay under that blanket. Or rather, your pelt. The chill is starting to sneak into the cave. Here, could you help me remove my dress? That'll be easy, I promise. Just slide the straps down my shoulders like this. Just like that. Perfect. Now, help me pull down the front. Don't worry, I'm not wearing a corset or anything. That's no good for battle.
There's nothing for you to untie. Right there. Oh, help me kick it off. How's that? Are you still comfortable? Shoulders not hurting? You know, you can still touch me if you want. I liked having your arms around me earlier. I love feeling safe in your arms. The way your hands trace my skin. I sense in you a hunger. Tell me, have you ever touched an elf before? Well, if you haven't, I'd love to be your first. Like I said, we're very sensitive to physical sensations. Give me your hand again. I want you to feel me. Every part of me. These are my breasts. Soft and perky. A nice handful, wouldn't you say? Well, I suppose you're already familiar with the feel of them. So, let me show you something else. If you put your hands here, you'll feel the curves of my back and my ass. Smooth and soft. As is every elf. I wanted to show you the most sensitive part of my body. Down here. Pussy pulses for you, as does my heart. Can you feel how I drip for you? The way my body yearns for yours. I have wanted your hands on me since the day I laid eyes on you. Questing together has only made that need grow more. This heat. This is me showing you how grateful I am that you saved my life. And if you allow me, I would love to feel every part of you in return. Inch. As your healer, it would be my honor to take care of you. To take care of every part of you. Every need. Perfect. Now. Let's see where my hands want to go. It seems that they enjoy traveling down your strong chest. To your waist. To your cock. Fuck. Your cock is hard. And warm. I can feel you growing by the second in my hand. And I can sense your heart beating even faster now. Is that for me? Oh, kiss me. Kiss me while I stroke your cock.
imagined.
Wait. This isn't fair. My pussy is dripping wet for you, but it appears your cock is rather dry. As your healer, I need to rectify that immediately. Here, lie back. Let me do what I do best. I want to see how the rest of you tastes. Oh, God. Your cock is beautiful. It feels so warm against my face. Let's see if you enjoy my tongue. How was that? Should I try again? Do you enjoy the feel of my tongue, or do you prefer my kisses? Well, which is it, my warrior? Do you prefer my lips or my tongue? Or perhaps I should show you the third option. My mouth. And the way you're moaning. I'm guessing this one's your favorite. Very well. It's mine too. Tell me, my warrior, am I the first elf to have done this to you? Am I the first elf to have taken your cock in my mouth? I'm guessing you can already tell that we have mastered the art of pleasure. And of course we have. Especially elves like me. Elves trained in the art of healing. It's crucial for us to know how our patients feel at all times. And to keep them at peak health. I know every part of you, warrior. Studied it. Every nerve ending. Every sensitive spot. And now, it's my job to make sure you feel as good and relaxed and pleasured as possible. Now, stay quiet. You've asked enough questions. Speaking will only interfere. Just rest and let me take care of you. Your pre-cum is sliding down my throat. You really do taste like a true warrior. Oh, I can sense you're getting close. That's good. But I'm afraid I can't allow you to come in my mouth, warrior. Like I said, this is a show of gratitude. And it wouldn't be courteous if I only let you come in my mouth. I'm in the Elven Kingdom. The proper thing to do would be to let you come in my pussy. If you're comfortable with that. Good. I didn't think it'd be an issue. Here, let me lie next to you again. We still need to shield ourselves from the cold, so you'll have to take me while we're underneath our blanket. I'll turn away from you and raise my leg. And that way, I can guide your cock where it needs to go. Oh, I can feel it pressing against my back. Your cock wet with my spit. Your pre-cum. Oh, please, allow me. Allow me to guide your cock. Oh, and put it here. Oh. Oh, fuck. That feels nice. How does my pussy feel, warrior? Oh, with your head just inside my heat. Would you like me to move? Then grab me tighter. Pull me closer, my warrior. Make me yours. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Like that. Oh, I want to feel you as deep as possible. Oh. Oh, your cock feels so good inside of me. Oh, and your hand. Oh, massaging my breast. Oh. Oh, fuck me, warrior. Oh, fill me with your cock. Oh. Oh, yes. Fuck, you're going so deep. I feel you. I feel every inch of you stretching my pussy. Oh, claiming it as your own. Oh. Oh, faster. Faster. Faster, warrior, please. 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 I need it. I need you. I. Oh. No, oh, yes. Yes. No, oh, can you feel my hips pressing back against you? God, the way my body melts into yours as you fuck me. No, where are your hands going? My breasts are... Oh, are you about to rub my... Oh, yes. 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 Oh, fuck, don't stop. That's perfect. Oh, you're perfect. God, it feels... so good. No, yes. Yes. God. I can feel you in every inch of my body. I can feel you in my chest. Oh, God, and my ears are turning hot. No, warrior, how are you doing this to me? I can't last. Oh, warrior. If you keep going like this, you're going to make me come. God, elven woman rarely come when we lie with non-elf. They normally can't satisfy us, but gods, I am on the edge already. I am going to lose control. No, you're close too? Oh, yes, warrior. Yes, let's come together. Let's come together, please. Please.
nothing more magical than coming with your lover. No, please, 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 warrior, come inside of me. Come inside of me. I'm all yours. No, I want to feel you pulse inside of me with everything you've got. Please, I'm so close. I'm so close. Oh, I'm so close. Please, please, just come inside of me. Come inside of me. I'm going to come. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. Warrior. Warrior. No. No. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Would you believe me if I told you that this is the hardest I've ever come? No, it is. No elf or human has ever done that to me. Oh, you truly are a great warrior and an even better man. You exceeded every expectation I ever dreamt of. Thank you again for saving my life and for making this night much better than I thought it'd be. Okay, we should get some rest. We still need to find the rest of our party tomorrow and reclaim the sapphire. And perhaps, after this quest is over and we've given the sapphire to the queen, you can join me in the Elven Kingdom and I can really take care of you and show you what my studies have taught me. Get some sleep, warrior. I'll be right here.